This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit President Joe Biden and the Congress next week as lawmakers continue to debate $21 billion more in aid to Ukraine to support its fight against Russia. Congress is increasingly divided over whether to provide Ukraine with more financial help. U.S. auto workers at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis are on strike at the same time for the first time in their union's 88-year history. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Donna Warder. In other news, Hurricane Lee is moving closer to New England, the region in the northeastern U.S., and Canada's Atlantic coast, with the storm expected to make landfall over the weekend, according to forecasters. In a briefing, the center's deputy director for Hurricane Center, Jamie Rome. That was Jamie Rome speaking from the National Hurricane Center. This is VOA News. In other news, in Libya, whole families drowned in the flooding that is, in the coastal city of Derna, many unaware of the danger until they heard the dams burst. We get more on that story from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
We lost our memories, we lost our city.
The Libyan city of Derna has buried thousands of people in mass graves as search teams scoured ruins left by the devastating floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
A sheriff in an area of the U.S. state of Arizona bordering Mexico is asking for state and federal help to handle the arrival of asylum seekers. Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Small communities such as Douglas and Bisbee. Some were dropped off this week at a bus stop outside a Bisbee supermarket. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A delegation from Yemen's Houthi rebels have flown to the Saudi Arabia area for talks with the kingdom on potentially ending the years-long war tearing at the Arab world's poorest nation. It remains unclear what terms now are being discussed Friday between Riyadh and the Iranian-backed Houthis, who have held Yemen's capital, Sana'a, since September of 2014. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.